And this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says the planned meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un might not happen.
There's a chance, it's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time, but it may not work out for June 12th. But there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
The potentially historic summit is scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. South Korean President Moon Jae-in was more optimistic than Trump following their meeting in Washington on Tuesday. Moon speaks through an interpreter.
All this was possible because of you, Mr. President, and I have no doubt that you will be able to accomplish a historic feat that no one had been able to achieve in the decades past.
Skepticism about the North's intentions have mounted in recent weeks after Kim's government pulled out of planned peace talks with the South last week. The leader objecting to a long-scheduled joint military exercise between U.S. and South Korean forces. 8 South Korean journalists arrived in North Korea Wednesday after receiving a last-minute approval by the reclusive regime to observe the dismantling of the North's nuclear test site. The site where North Korea has conducted all 6 of its nuclear tests is scheduled to be dismantled between Wednesday and Friday, depending on weather conditions. Australian Archbishop Philip Wilson has stepped down after becoming the world's highest-ranking Catholic cleric to be convicted of covering up child sexual abuse by a fellow priest. The 67-year-old Wilson was convicted on Tuesday in a court in Newcastle of failing to report the sexual abuse of 2 altar boys in the 1970s. At least 10 women's rights activists have been detained in Saudi Arabia. Riyadh saying the detentions are for suspicious contacts with foreign entities, providing financial support to enemies of the kingdom and attempting to undermine Saudi security and stability. The arrests come ahead of next month's planned end-of-decades-long ban on women driving vehicles. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert also expressed concern.
I can tell you that we're watching this carefully. We are concerned about the announced detention of activists in Saudi Arabia. We support space for civil society and also free speech. But overall, we're concerned about it and we are keeping a close eye on it.
Among those detained are individuals who have long advocated for women's rights, including the end of the country's male guardianship system, giving men the final say over major decisions. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is promising to bring home American hostages in Iran, saying the entire United States government is working diligently and is utilizing every avenue and mechanism. Pompeo said Iran has failed to free American detainees, even during a time when Washington gave Tehran sanctions relief under the 2015 nuclear deal. Families of several American hostages fear the U.S. decision to withdraw from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action earlier this month would make it harder to get their loved ones home safely. French President Emmanuel Macron is taking on Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and other internet giants at a Paris meeting Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The French conference out to persuade Zuckerberg and tech leaders from Microsoft, Uber, IBM and elsewhere to use their global influence for the public good. Things like protecting workers' rights and privacy and investing in tech literacy for the masses. The timing could be good. These modern giants are increasingly seen as predators that abuse personal data, avoid taxes and can stifle competition. Zuckerberg comes to Paris after facing tough questioning on Tuesday from EU lawmakers, where he apologised for the way Facebook has been used to produce fake news and interfere in elections. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe on Wednesday failed to turn up for a parliamentary hearing where he was due to give evidence on corruption in the diamond mining industry. The 94-year-old, who is in frail health, had been summoned to a Wednesday morning session. Lawmakers have rescheduled the session for Monday. A cholera outbreak has killed 12 people and may have affected at least 134 others in the northeast Nigerian state of Adamawa. A medical official made the statement Wednesday. 2 of 3 Ebola patients who escaped quarantine in the Congo River port city of Mamandaka have died, according to a health official on Wednesday. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.